cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Into the Matrix on Sven, 3rd of January, 2012. I always suggest at the beginning of each broadcast that the users make use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find over 1,000 hours now of audios for free download where you'll begin to understand this big, incredible system that overlays the planet, a system set up a long time ago to literally take over the world and bring it into a sub-disciplined new technocracy order run by bankers with the top economists, specialists of all kinds, and to bypass this thing called democracy, this awful nuisance that they have. And they've been doing very well the last 100 years in getting their aims fulfilled. You're living through one of the biggest parts of it right now. So, as I say, if you make use of cuttingthroughmates.com before it gets pulled, because eventually, I do believe, with all these laws getting passed, a lot of us will simply disappear, maybe physically as well. But I'm not kidding about that either. So make use of them, because there's a wealth of history in there, lots of books mentioned. You've got to get hold of very old ones, some of them. And they'll give you a start, at least in understanding this incredible system, this parallel system that overlays the world's governments. And number two, you can keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. And from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use a personal check. Some people send cash, you can use an international postal money order, or you can use PayPal. You'll find out how to do it at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And all the sites listed on the cuttingthroughmatrix.com website are the official sites I have, the only ones I have, in fact. Anything outside of that that you see isn't actually mine. And they all carry the audios, they all carry transcripts in English for print-up, if you'd rather read the talks. And if you want languages in other from other countries, go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu and help yourself from the variety offered there. Number two, RBN still has a drive on to try and bring cash so we can expand the premises, because we've got to do all of this before, before they pull the plug eventually, get as much information out as possible, reach more people. So at least we'll know. At least we'll know what's happening. More people will know what's happening, as opposed to this is not taking into consideration what you do about it. That's up to you. But at least more folk will know what's happening and the reasons that things are actually being done. We are under a global system, have been for a long time. Even Mandelson in Britain said a while back in 2009, he says we're post-democratic. The Club of Rome, one of the big think tanks, said the same thing in 1972 and 3. We're post-democratic. It's the only way to go, they said, to get the job done. So we're under authoritarianism now, and of course 9/11 was needed to bring that in. They call it the century of change. So what you're experiencing are the changes and upheavals as they bring in this new order of theirs, where literally we're reduced to nothing more than functional tax units. And if you become a burden on society, it does not look good for you. But that means the elderly too. Because they don't plan to give you any treatment at all, except a little cheap made euthanasia pill. It's been discussed in many countries. It comes down from the World Health Organization. Because, you see, the United Nations, which is a front for this world government, the UN and the World Health Organization has said that a good world citizen is both a producer and consumer. Once you become a consumer, well, they don't want to know you. You're eating up their precious resources, don't you know? Because they could use that money, and apart from that, you're using pension money, and they could use all that pension money for wars and plundering other countries, and their own pay raises, of course, at the top, and lots of plans for all that cash if you just die off before you collect it. It's only fair, isn't it? Back with more after this break.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, folks. I'm back for Cutting Through the Matrix. And I call it Matrix because, you see, you're born into one room in the Matrix. You think it's all there is, but you find that there's rooms below you and above you and to the sides and even further up beyond that, too. And that's how we're structured in society. Quigley put it very well, too, when he said, talked about the news all being controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations and how they put out magazines for the managerial class, the ones who will manage the rest of the public. And then he went down the classes to, and each one gets a different version according to their status and what your masters want you to know or believe. It's more important if you believe something. And it's never been different, I think, before that or after that. It's always been the same. Because knowledge is power, obviously, even if you can only use it for yourself. But knowledge certainly is power, so you never give true knowledge to the general public. They're kept in the dark about everything. We're told truth generally after the Official Secrets Act is up in about 50 years on any particular topic. At that time, when a generation have grown up, they don't care about what happened before. Now, we know that the RAND Corporation is it's got to be a CIA-type front because they claim they're a non-profit organization, although they bill in the billions of dollars for advising governments and taking problems and going off to solve them. This is the same organization that came up with the game theory, and it was all turned into numbers back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they ran it all as a society of numbers and what we'd all do during the Cold War era. They haven't stopped, by the way. We're still in that today. Massive organization. But it works primarily with governments. Now, they put out what's called a blueprint for improving the promotion and delivery of adult vaccinations in the United States. And I'll put that up tonight at cuttingthroughmatrix.com. Everything I read, I give you the evidence to for yourself. You save it too, because that one day, hopefully, if there's any future at all, we can pass this on to children and teach them the whys and wherefores of how we got to the awful mess that we'll be in then, even worse than we are today. So basically, this article goes on about how they're going to really consolidate all the propaganda mechanisms to doctors and hospitals and all clinics that could give out the vaccinations. So they all say exactly the same things. An idea, this works very well, because we hear it so much too with propaganda and adverts on television or radio that we start to parrot the same lines. So when someone comes up to you and says, well, I'm not getting that vaccination, you actually become a tool, a program tool of the marketers, and you will, oh, you've got to get it, and then you go into the diatribe of why you must get it, exactly what the doctor would tell you, what they've heard on television, and so on. You understand, people are very easily programmed, and most arguments you have in society are from those who are easily programmed and have been well programmed, and they have no real opinions of their own. They think it's their opinions, but it's not. So I'll put this article up of how they intend to get more adults get vaccinated, and how they're closing ranks to make sure they all say the same exact things. Very important, saying the same things. And sometimes they use simple slogans that they catch on quickly. And they also put out the reasons why you must, and what will happen if you don't get vaccinated, etc. And then, as I say, your friends who get programmed easily, well, they've always got an answer. They've been programmed to give you the answers. You can use people, you see. And marketers know how to use people in psychology to try and bully the rest into going along with them. And society, unfortunately, is a sad thing about it. The more standardized it is, and we're all standardized societies today, because individualism's out the window. They don't like individualism at the United Nations. Citizenism is their primary enemy, in fact. So most folk like us all to be the same as themselves, and spouting the same nonsense as they all spout. So I'll put that one up tonight, have a look through it, and you see how they're taking on that. There's also a PDF that goes with it. It's on the site as well. Now, again, in this world that we live in, everything is managed. All sides are managed. The leaders are all trained to take over unions and everything else. But sometimes the little spats come along, especially if the members down below them get a bit uppity about something. This one here, this article here, is from The Hill. It says, Labour Union quits alliance with Greens over Keystone Pipeline. It says, the Labour's International Union of North America, LIUNA, left a blue-green alliance on Friday, citing a disagreement with the group's members over the Keystone XL pipeline. It says, a vocal Keystone support took further aims at unions for opposing the project. We're repulsed by some of our supposed brothers and sisters lining up with job killers. It's killing jobs, right, in America. Like the Sierra Club, again, private organization, a big worlder, one worlder, and the Natural Resources Defense Council to destroy the lives of working men and women. LIUNA General President Terry O'Sullivan said in a statement, the Blue-Green Alliance, a coalition of environmental groups and labor unions, confirmed Leuna's exit Friday afternoon. Well, good for them. The Blue-Green Alliance regrets the decision of the Labour's International Union of North America to leave our strategic partnership of labour and environmental organisations, the group's executive director, David Foster, said in a statement. The move underscores the intense political divide amongst unions over the pipeline, which would carry oil sands crude from Alberta, Canada, to refineries along the Gulf Coast. So there's a little spiff there, and because they're going to lose jobs out of it too. So, when it comes to money, you know, and your livelihoods, what are you going to do? Another article here, too, is interesting. See, environmentalism, these are reading these environmental things, too. As you'd understand, that 2012 is a very important year because 1902 was the first Earth Summit, with Maurice Strong being the chairman. Maurice Strong's a little front man for Rockefeller Foundation. And a very important guy, too. He's actually part, I think, Chinese. And his granny, I think it was, or auntie, was a best, one of the best friends and advisor to Mao Zedong of China. They're intergenerational revolutionaries. That's their purpose. Anyway, environmentalism and the leisure classes, says this week President Obama handed down what proved to be one of the most fateful decisions of his entire administration when he rejected the plan to build the Keystone XL pipeline carrying oil from the tar sands of Canada to refineries off Houston. The decision did not win him one new vote, but was crucial in protecting his environmental flank. The movie stars and Sierra Club contributors were getting restless and had drawn the line in the sand. In 2012, as I say, is when Maurice Strong has part two of this this environmental world summit. And believe you me, it's going to change. Out of that came Agenda 21, a whole bunch of agendas, and even the agenda for the rights of all animals versus humans and so on. That's to get pushed up a few notches. So very important year. And turning down the keystone, however, the president has uncovered an ugly little secret that's always been lurking beneath the surface of environmentalism. Its basic appeal is to the affluent. Despite all the professions of being liberal and against big business, environmentalism's main appeal is that it promises to slow the progress of industrial progress. People who are already comfortable with the present state of affairs, who are established in the environment, so to speak, are happy to go along with this. It's not that they have any greater insight into the mysteries and workings of nature. They're happier with the way things are. In fact, environmentalism works to their advantage. The main danger to the affluent is not that they will be denied from improving their state, but that too many other people will achieve what they already have. As the Forest Service used to say, the person who built his mountain cabin last year is an environmentalist. The person who wants to build one this year is a developer. It's well said. Environmentalism has spent three decades trying to hide this simple truth. How can environmentalists be motivated by self-interest when they are anti-business? Doesn't that align them with the working classes? Well, not quite. You can be anti-business as a union member trying to claim higher wages. They can also be anti-business as a member of the aristocracy who believes trade and commercialism are crass and not attuned to the higher things in life. It's like Hollywood. They're all members of these organizations, you know. You know how hardworking they are with the calluses on their hands. Environmentalism is born from the latter, not the former. It's spent decades trying to pretend that it has common cause with the working people. With the defeat of the Keystone Pipeline, this is no longer possible. Too many blue-collar and middle-class jobs have been sacrificed on the altar of carbon emissions and global warming. So, this goes on to talk about his article in Harper's Magazine and other articles he's written too, and gives you a bit of the history, going back to 1977, and how they really used the big organization like Sierra Club, really pushed and pushed and pushed for conservation. But it's also part of depopulation. We are getting depopulated. The cancers and various other illnesses are just going out of sight. And we're dying off, as we're supposed to, you see. Because by 2050 or so, they want a fairly pristine planet with all the rural people moved out and everything flattens back to this primeval condition. That's what they want. That's why they're rewilding all the lands in the rural areas across the world, by the way. They put beaver back in New Scotland, I think, died out about 1,000 years ago, maybe. But they're doing these silly things. It's not silly because, you see, one day the big elites will get dropped off in their choppers and they'll go hunting, you see. And there'll be lots of animals to shoot and kill. They're very good at that. And they love that kind of stuff. And there won't be other peasants around who are trying to feed themselves doing the same kind of thing. So it's just, and that's just for their fun, for the elite, you see. So this is just the world that they want to bring in. They're actually doing it. There's Arrogans for you, putting pumas into Florida while folk are living there. What does that tell you? Mountain lions. And also, too, before I touch on this Monsanto article, the people who harvest organs, I talked to some of them at the big shots, you know, and once you fly up the private jets, pick them up. And they're not taking the hearts of folk under 25 now because they're ruined with multiple infarcts. All the blood vessels are clean. They didn't know what was causing it. Back with more after this.
Thank you.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix. And I mentioned just before the break there, I should have said actually the so-called organ harvesters are not taking the hearts of children or youngsters over 25 years of age, which is amazing. They used to do it all the time. But they said that so many infarcts inside the heart itself, and yet the vessels to and from the heart are clean as whistle. So, and of course they all know not to talk about it at the top, amongst themselves even. And that's how you run things. Everything is licensed. If you get a license for something, you take orders from the top, and you just give them a little word of warning or caution, and you know not to talk about it. So they obviously know what's causing it, but they won't tell the general public. Another thing, too, is they're overloaded with donors. There's not enough harvesters to go around to get all the organs that they want. Overloaded. Young people, again, the 27 and younger, just committing suicide all over the place. Male and female. It used to be merely male, but now it's male and female, using the same techniques to kill themselves. And another thing is, too, there's so many of them dying of sudden strokes. Incredible. Number of sudden strokes. Unheard of. Again, there's no big crisis over that, which means the ones at the top know what's causing it. If there's no crisis, you understand, believe you me, they'd be right on it, right away. Same with the males becoming infertile. Oh, there's no crisis. No. Until every year, it's always worse now. You know, they're almost 90% infertile now. Mm-hmm. And that's how things really are. We're supposed to be infertile, but now, you see. They're doing their best to make sure. Now, Monsanto's best-selling herbicide, Roundup, is linked to infertility. Well, this is another study done over many studies. We'll keep proven the same things. It says, it says a recent study has found that Monsanto's Roundup pesticide may be responsible for causing infertility. After reviewing the many already well-documented negative impacts from Roundup, and which it has on the environment and living creatures, it's no surprise to add yet another item to the list. Researchers tested Roundup on mature male rats at a concentration range between 1 and 10,000 parts per million, and found that within 1 to 48 hours of exposure, 1 to 48 hours of exposure, testicular cells of the male of mature rats were either damaged or killed. According to the study, even at concentrations of 1 part per million, Roundup was able to affect the test subjects by decreasing testosterone concentrations by as much as 35%. How can such small levels of exposure have such a profound effect on the reproductive system? Since Roundup, being a glyphosate-based herbicide, is also known to have endocrine-disrupting properties. A lot of this stuff does, even the makeup women wear does, and the stuff they put in. You drink out these plastic bottles, that's all estrogen mimickers and so on. Monsanto's best-selling herbicide is linked to, definitely, to infertility. Much like BPA, glyphosate-based herbicides have the ability to interfere with the natural hormone balance in the human body, thereby introducing a number of health risks along with even the smallest levels of exposure. These chemicals are strong enough to affect your metabolism, behavior, mood, reproductive organs, and even provoke cancer. As a result, any plants that are sprayed with Roundup carry with them a chemical effect similar to that of other endocrine disruptors, offsetting the hormonal balance and causing adverse effects, despite even the smallest levels of exposure. This in part contributes to the number of males with increased fertility issues in more recent times. It's a polite way to say that you're sterile. It's no surprise that Monsanto, a company already infamous for a whole slew of dangerous concoctions, would also be responsible for affecting another major aspect of human health on a large scale. Ultimately, it's highly important to avoid any product sprayed with pesticides or herbicides for the many associated health risks, now fertility included. In addition to avoiding food which has been tarnished by this pesticide, you may also want to consider investing in a water filter. The carcinogenic chemical Roundup contains, known as glyphosate, has been found to be contaminating the groundwater in the areas where it's been applied. It's actually a mess in India and other countries now. Absolute mess that Rothschild's taken over and forced them all to use the GM seeds and crops. That then they must use this particular type of glyphosate as a chemical to treat them. But and this is all intentional. I mean, Charles Galton Darwin talked about using chemical and hormone disruptors back in the 1950s. And he was a big player and a big pusher at world organizations for depopulation of the lower classes. So it's already happened. And of course, it's only the lower classes that can eat it. They have to eat this stuff called food at the bottom level because you can't afford all this organic stuff. You can't afford it. So they're doing, it's on plan, it's doing exactly what they said they'd do a long time ago. Quite simple. Understand that stuff is soaked up by the plants. You can't get rid of it. So washing doesn't get it all off. It's inside the cell structure of the plants, too. They know darn well what they're doing at the top. And Monsanto is a must-be program for the whole world. They're determined to push it across the whole darn planet. And the U.S. has already said, and the Department of Trade, they're treating it as a form of warfare for countries that refuse to allow it into their countries. They're going to stop giving you loans or giving you a tough time and all this kind of stuff. Very important that we all become sterile, you see, and then swap your pants for a dress or something. Now, another article, too, has to do with science fiction again. New police pre-crime technique. It's a light-based intervention system. It sounds wonderful, light-based intervention. I'll put this link up for you to watch, and the police and I put it in action in different places in the States where you get lit up with a red light. It can travel as far as a block away. And they can follow you, track you, trace you, and all that. If they suspect you're maybe going to do a crime, that's a big crime. See? So it's a different meaning to the red light district. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix. Now, people have no idea how all the techniques that are used to condition you every day, daily, through radio, television, whatever, magazines, and how they're all on board. They're called on board together. That's the technique. When they're all saying the same things about any particular topic, then you say, well, they can't all be wrong. See? So you pick up what they're saying, and you parrot it too. And you contaminate other people that way, as I mentioned earlier. And this beautiful technique, and you know, basically psychology or herd psychology, as some of them actually call it. It works very well. But when you go to the education system, it's so important that you get the proper propaganda initially. Jack C. Lowell talked about you must be programmed in a technique at school, which you're unaware of, and for subsequent propaganda to take off when you leave school. Otherwise, it doesn't take off so well. So really, the less educated you are, the more ability you're going to have to see through all the BS you have in this world. Now, it says U.S. education advocates tackle climate change skeptics. So they're turning their guns on the schools to make sure that the occasional bright spark at school there gets his spark quenched. And it says here that a new front has opened up in the battle over U.S. school science curricula. After decades of fighting to keep creationism out of the classroom, U.S. science education advocates are steeling themselves to face a new foe, climate change skeptics. Over the past few years, several U.S. states and local school boards have been introduced measures that would mean teachers must include the views of those who are skeptical of a human influence on climate change in science lessons. 3 years ago, for example, Texas revised its science teaching standards to require that students analyze and evaluate different views on the existence of global warming. The next time Texas purchased science textbooks, the standard could be used to reject books that do not include a degree of climate change skepticism, says Stephen Newton, Programs and Policy Director for National Center for Science Education. Again, a non-profit organization based in Oakland, California. Similar measures have been passed in Louisiana and South Dakota. In 2011, the U.S. National Earth Science Teachers Association, and formally surveyed 555 U.S. teachers who discussed climate change issues in the classroom. Over one-third of them reported facing influence to teach both sides to a climatic change debate. So far, there are no reports that teachers have actually been forced to teach climate change skepticism in their classrooms, so none of them is doing it. To make sure that doesn't change, to make sure that they don't teach the other side of the story, says the NCSE announced this week that it was adding climate change to its portfolio. Until now, the organization has focused on supporting the teaching of evolution in school. You see, you're under communism, folks. All these things that I've mentioned here, the techniques they want to use in the school, are all the communistic tools. See, all this is based on evolution. Everything is to be based on evolution, you see. This climate change education is kind of where evolution education was 30 years ago, says Newton. And so that's where they are with that. Now, one more thing before I go to the callers, and it's to do with what obviously has to happen. There's a big voice at the top. No. It's beautiful when you look back through the 60s and the 70s and the massive push for promiscuity, which they called the late 1800s, like H.G. Wells was writing books on the coming free love. They pushed free love to destroy the family unit, you see. And each time they caused problems, it's great for pharma and so on to step in and try and fix the problems that they caused. Same thing happened in the 60s with the unwanted pregnancies, and eventually the state ends up paying for abortions. Then, of course, the pill comes out, and they know the universal pill, and we pay for all of the pill, et cetera, et cetera. But it didn't stop venereal disease, you see. And they knew it was going to skyrocket back then. But the agenda had to go forward at all costs. You know, promiscuity was a big thing. Calls to immunize teenage boys after a huge rise in throat cancer. Well, a few years ago, I read articles that were in mainstream again, which were kind of cutesy articles. Oh, isn't it cute? You know, that's how they put it. That young children, younger 12-year-old females and so on at school, were wearing little colored bracelets. They got it all from music television and the magazines they were reading. Each little bracelet, you see, symbolized oral sex that she'd had. So the more she could collect there on her arm, the higher up in the status she'd have with amongst other women, you know, young girls, you see. So, obviously, the next thing that came broke out had to break out. It's all cause and effect. These guys don't start, say, oh, if we give them promiscuity in the 60s, well, if we give them promiscuity, the ball is BD, what will we do? Well, we'll tone it down and keep it under the carpet, you know. There's a whole bunch of diseases you can't treat now with antibiotics, like syphilis. Anyway, so now the boys have got throat cancer, and it says vaccination against, of course they're using it to vaccinate the boys, the propaganda spiel, against the virus, urge falling, increasing cases linked to sexually transmitted infections. So the boys now are getting it from the girls, because you see they watch all the porno that they make sure that they get, the big boys at the top get, because they're so liberal now, you know, it's just so liberal, and you can't have any hang-ups about anything, and so they're getting papillomavirus off the throat and coming down with cancers, basically. And but so they're using this now to push this useless stuff, which they say, this vaccine, which they say will stop it. Actually, I remember reading the article from the person who discovered it and who said in the article it won't stop anything. It doesn't matter. It's a winner financially. Just actually said it won't stop anything. It's supposed to, like the flu shot, it's supposed to stop about three types of the many varieties of human papilloma viruses. It hasn't been proven that it actually affects any single one of them in stopping it. And as I say, that's the person who came up with it, who worked for the pharma company at the time. She did a big spiel about it afterwards and said it won't work. That's a winner. It's a winner. Big bucks. It's like the flu shot. and the girls are getting lots of bangles to wear on their arms. So there you go, and that's just how they work things in this world of ours. Everything is cause and effect. They know what they're doing. And lastly, a healthy 7-year-old girl dies in mother's arms after a flu shot. And then they go into the usual, again, verbatim speech of why it happened. And, oh, it's highly unlikely that the death was related to the vaccine, says Dr. Kayleen. Said Dr. Harry Chen. Oh, it's highly unlikely that Kayleen's death was related to the vaccine. He's worried that scaremongering will deter patients from vaccinating their children. So anybody, because they're dying off getting the vaccine, that's scaremongering. And after all, you see, her genes were slightly different for someone else's. That's what they generally tell you. And it's for the greater good. So it's casualties for the greater good, you know. So tough cheese if it happens to be your daughter. Basically, that's what they're saying here. How disgusting, eh? How disgusting. That's the world you live in, though. Big agendas, you understand. Nothing's going to stop their agendas. One last article, too. The Sovereign Independent. Now, it's well known who works at the BBC amongst people who've dealt with the BBC. I can't say too much about it, but it's very much like Disney, put it that way. And in Disney cartoons, you'll see all the phallic symbols they put in there, and the little tee-hees, these little girlish boys, the makeup of our cartoons. But you'll see things from the BBC, because the same type work there, and you can't mistake what they're actually showing you here during children's times, etc. And you'll find out why they give the children in the cartoons specific little names, sort of street language, and explains what they all mean. I'll put that for you too. And it's not that it'll do anything for you. You'll probably say, oh, yawn, you know. But that's how things have been for a long time, as your mind is subtly changed and altered. And the children know more street language from schooling than you do. You see? Quite something. Most folks don't even know how they're programmed. They really don't. It's a sad thing. There's some callers hanging on the line here. There's Darren from Ireland, so I'll take Darren first. He's still there.
Hello, Alan. How are you today?
Not bad. I've got a sudden January thaw. We get that every January where you get lots of snow, and then it thaws for about a week, and then goes back to freezing again. So I'm under all this deluge of water.
Yeah. Same here. Ireland's always covered with water. But I was in my parents' house during the week, and I was talking to my younger sisters, and it just kind of hit me, and I noticed a lot of kids these days that stereotypical kind of Irish family, or even a stereotypical Irish person that they've been portrayed over the years is kind of dying away with regard to television and the Americanized culture that's even spreading over here, and you know, and it's crazy that television has literally killed an entire culture, and it's given a new culture.
Back in the 60s, the Council on Foreign Relations had their big meeting in London, and in mainstream papers, they actually were deciding with the companies that were in Britain at the time, the TV and movie companies, they were deciding who was to take over the role of creating the new world culture. And they said they eventually decided on Hollywood for music and culture to put across the whole world. And tonight I've got an article from the military magazine which goes through that. They talk about it's weaponization of culture, weaponized. And it said they'll bring the American degradation across the whole world through television and movies. It's just because this is what destroys the people. This destroys our enemies. This unites the world under one system. But they say they'd rather have Madonna doing her things with her hands than her crotch than giving you some good stuff to watch and learn by. So it's from the military itself, from the intelligence unit of the U.S. military. So it's nothing that you see out there is by accident, nothing.
And you're right, nothing is by accident. Everything is a weapon, but it's like four or five times like a weapon. It has like a multi-purpose function, like regards to the internet or TV or radio and everything. And I noticed with a lot of soaps, even over here we get a lot of the Australian soaps, and you know, even I've contrasted them with the English soaps, and you know, someone has cancer in it, and they're being dragged to their story, and they're getting younger by the day, and everyone. And I've, like, you know, if they're bringing in homosexuality and promiscuity all over the TV, and I've nothing wrong with homosexuality, but the thing is, if it's being promoted to kids, it's giving them an alternative view that they would never have if it was never in their face. So they're going to go up now and think it was completely normal, and they're putting it more and more in your face, and it's just...
Well, they're also rushing it through the school. I mean, the children now have their little counsellors they go to, and if the counsellor says, you're a bit down, Jimmy, what's the matter? Oh, I don't know, I feel kind of strange and so on. Or maybe you should try this if you haven't tried it before. You said, maybe you're inhibited. I mean, they get told they're inhibited if they're not experimenting in some way out of fashion according to all the sexual education they're getting. Yeah.
And that's very true, because the culture that was over here pre maybe 1980s and pre 1990s was a very kind of strict, kind of real Catholic culture, and they destroyed that now with television and all the reports that did come out about a lot of abuse in the Catholic Church, but they only brought out at this specific time to discredit that and make people get away from that now. And any young kid I know, or anyone who's my age, they don't really go to church. They don't, and it's not even that, but they don't have any of the family values that their own parents had or even their grandparents had. And my grandfather himself, God rest his soul, but it was one of them. It's from that last generation, the hardworking, that kind of, the only kind of thing that I got to see that was probably truly, even in a sense, Irish, even if not that, just kind of morally upstanding and morally kind of right. And that's gone, and I know that's probably gone until, I know if I'm grow up, I'll feel like probably the last man with us, or even at that, because I know it's all gone from here. I know if I walk into a lot of people, even across overseas, they might get a view of Ireland of an old man sitting in a pub with a cap on, with a funny accent, but if they were to travel over to here, and they won't be still find none of that, it'll be just, they'll be surprised, because they'll see the same culture that they have there over here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
A standardized world culture, yeah. And what's interesting, too, is that people realize that one of the main wars, this global culture, this, the ones who created it, was against all churches, but definitely the Catholic Church. And during the American, there's a House on American Activities way back in the 40s, 50s, I think it was 50s and 60s. One of the main women in America, I've got the book here that she wrote herself, and she said that part of her job was to funnel as many homosexuals into the Catholic Church as possible. And she was asked how many she'd put through over the years. She says, thousands. And that was a generation that came in to be the abusive generation. And they're still in charge today, by the way. It's a good book called Goodbye, Good Men. And actually, if you're straight and you apply to the Catholic Church, these guys will interview, and they're all of an ultra persuasion. And if they think you're straight, and so on, you will not get in. They're only admitting the guys who, you know, like they actually call them the violet priests, I think. But that's what's been happening for years. This was a big war to get this to happen, and it's been awfully successful. The Goodbye, Good Men goes through the history of this. It's all documented too.
I know, and all the reports that have come out over here in the past maybe year or two has delved into that, and how it just kind of all happened around the exact same time. This kind of one generation maybe between the 1960s onwards. But it's funny, when England left Ireland, the Catholic Church came straight in, and I guess it's the same when the Roman Empire fell. It didn't really fall at all. The Church was there. The left hand, you know, was there to catch the right hand. And just on the last thing, where do you think maybe, I guess we do know where it's going, but to regard everything, it kind of really does feel like the box is tightening in closer and closer and closer. So where do you see, Alan, maybe in the next 10 years' time where everything will be? And I'll leave it then. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you, it's not good, because when you read the agenda's been written by so many of the authors involved in setting up the think tanks for the planning of all of these phases, and they really mean it when they say they want to reduce the population by a vast amount by the year 2000. that far away. And they said, too, they would use food as a weapon from the World Agricultural Society, the United Nations. Food's been used as a weapon. They'll do it again, mostly rationing. The stuff we're eating today is killing us, and it's not food. It's really the chemical dumping industry, as far as I'm concerned, the processed food industry, the chemical dumping industry, but for all the big chemical plants, that are dying at incredible rates with cancers. What I do here is almost like a social work department at times, where I phone people all over the place that I know who are dying with cancers, young people too. And it's really escalating. And they know this in the profession too. So thanks for calling back with more after this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. And also that link I'll put up too, to do with that last caller, the mind has no firewall, it's called, from the US military and officer of my intelligence officer, saying that they would debase society across the planet by putting American culture there first. Destroys man and woman, destroys the genders, destroys everything. That then it's easily controlled and conquered by other people or a nation. And definitely by the banks. Now we'll go to Jay from Ohio. Is there? Is Jay still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep, go ahead, Jay.
Okay, thanks for taking my call again.
Yeah.
Couple things. I'm thinking about this whole thing, conspiracy thing, and how people are so quick to throw out the word conspiracy theory, so I was just curious. I mean, do you know when about all that started and where, you know, its ideology? Also, I was thinking about just journalism in general and how, like, you know, I always wonder, how do those guys seem so interested in every subject, you know? And And to me, it's just so boring, but I think it's boring because most of it's just garbage.
Yeah.
And as I do my own research on things, that stuff, you know, when I'm finding out the real things, is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So I think it's boring because it's garbage.
It's quite easy. It's quite easy. I mean, H.G. Wells worked for the Fabian Society. He was a founding member. And even the day I noticed that it mentioned, and this comes from Foreign Relations, again, the Fabian crew that they use all the time. But H.G. Wells wrote a book called, or a chapter called, The Open Conspiracy, back in his day, early in the 1900s. He says, we actually publish everything we were going to do. And they do. They publish everything they want to do, only it's in boring, dry stuff, where there's no sex or violence or anything like that. So the general population never read them. Then you have counterintelligence. Counterintelligence takes what the truth that is being discussed amongst people who are using the fact sheets, the papers, or the CFR, whoever, you know, and they're passing them around. So counterintelligence comes in, and they do the same, and then they start adding aliens to it, and stuff like this, or walking reptilians that should be made into crocodile handbags or shoes or something. But they confuse the general public with mysticism and nonsense until the genuine ones are sticking to the facts and saying, here's the facts, and get roped in with those who are prowling about guys that came from Sirius, you know, as reptiles and all that rubbish. So this is counterintelligence. They don't sit still and let you go ahead just giving out the truth. They put out well-financed guys who front for them and start mixing truth with fiction, which is very intriguing fiction if you're into science fiction. But, of course, people don't know it's sci-fi. And they get really roped in, and then they sound like crazy people when they're trying to discuss. But oh, they've got these reptilians came in and took over, you know, and you know. And so the truth movement gets ridiculed because of these characters who are well trained and financed. Yeah.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And also it's kind of related, like you know, certain words like not patriotism, but war and terror. There's patriotism, I guess, word too. There's like this, they're powerful words, but in themselves they don't mean much. And I think
they don't mean much unless you have a common culture, and that's the bottom line. And everyone who's, you know, even the founding fathers knew you start off a nation, you'd have to give them a common culture so they all felt they belonged, and they were part of it, that culture. When you destroy that culture and put into rapid change, you're now in charge of everybody. You can't allow people to hijack the culture. Take it from you. But thanks for calling. Maybe Barrett from Idaho, you can call in Fortnite from Hamish, myself from Ontario, Canada. About the January thaw before the next snowfall. It's good night here. God, your God's go with. Never help me out. Goodbye. So.
The next